愿大家平安。
May peace be with you all.
我们继续来学习立志讨神的喜悦。
Let's continue studying the topic of determined to please God.
请我们看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
第九章。
Verse 9.
所以我无论住在身内离开身外，我立了一个志向，要得主的喜悦。
Chapter 5 verse 9. So we make it our goal to please him, whether we are at home in the body or away from it.
第五章在提到我们的盼望。
Chapter 5 talks about our hopes.
就是我们离开世界要面对神。
And that is when we leave this world, we will face God.
来承受永远的荣耀。
And we will receive eternal glory.
那这一种的人生盼望。
And this kind of hope in life.
让我们人生有一个新的目标。
And give us a new target and goal for our life.
就是要讨神喜欢。
And that is to please the Lord.
为什么？
And why?
因为将来我们要面对他的审判。
Because one day we will face his judgment.
而且神也是我们的主。
And God is our Lord.
我们是他所创造的。
And we are his creation.
是他所养活的。
And he gave us life.
所以尊他为主，这本来是理所当然。
So to serve him as our Lord and to please him is necessary.
我们也是神所救赎出来的。
And we have also been saved by God.
所以我们是属于神的。
So we belong to God.
他是我们的主。
He is our Lord.
那要怎么来讨神喜欢呢？
So how can we please God?
这一句话其实里面有很深的意思。
And there is a deep meaning in this phrase.
人跟神不是对等的。
Men are not equal to God.
有时候我们发现要讨一个人喜欢都很难。
Sometimes we realize that it's difficult to please a person.
同样是人。
And we are both humans.
有的人标准很高。
But sometimes men can have very high standards.
所以很难得到他的满意，他喜欢。
So it's difficult to receive someone's satisfaction.
那人跟神差更多。
And we are far from God.
那要怎么去讨神喜欢
？So how can we please him?
圣经给我们记载很简单了。
But the Bible gives us clear instructions.
第一个就是要信。
One is to believe.
你信他。
To have faith in God.
信主耶稣。
To believe in Lord Jesus.
就可以被称义。
And you can be righteous.
称义就是。我们就可以跟神和好。
And when we are righteous, we can be reconciled with God.
所以这是一种恩典，信他就可以讨他喜欢。
And this is grace from God. When we believe in him, he can be pleased in us.
不但是信他。
Not only to believe in the Lord.
我们要在生活中要用信心来亲近他。
And in our lives, we must also draw closer to God by faith.
我们就可以得到他的喜欢。
And this way we can please the Lord.
那既然神是我们的主。
And if God is our Lord.
我们尊重他就是遵行他的旨意。
We must respect and obey his will.
神就会喜欢。
And God will be pleased.
因为这是代表我们对他的一种尊敬。
Because this represents our respect.
那今天晚上跟大家来学习第三个。
And tonight we will study the third way we can please God.
请看约翰一书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 3.
约翰一书的第三章。
1 John chapter 3.
22节。我们一切所求的就从他得着，因为我们遵守他的命令，行他所喜悦的事。这个地方讲我们在生活中祷告会很有功效。
And verse 22 tells us that in our lives, prayer can be very powerful.
因为一切所求就从他得着。
Because we can receive from him anything we ask.
那这样的人体验很多，见证很多。
And whoever can do this will have many experiences in the Lord.
那怎么会有这样的体验呢？
And how can we have this kind of experience?
那这个二十二节最后说，行他所喜悦的事。
Because the end of this verse says that we must obey his commands and do what pleases him.
前面说遵守他的命令， 所以这两个是连在一起的。
And these two, to obey His commands and do what pleases Him, are linked.
遵守神的命令，行他所喜悦的事。
To obey His commands and do what pleases Him.
那神的命令是什么？
And what is God's command?
23节。
Verse 23.
神的命令就是叫我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名，并且照他所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。
Verse 23, and this is his command, to believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as he commanded us.
这个第一部分我们大部分都已经有了。
And for most of us, we have already achieved the first part.
我们都信耶稣是基督的名。
We believe in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
而且我们也受洗归入这个名下。
And we have been baptized into his name.
但是第二部分就是我们努力的目标。
But the second part is what we must strive to work on.
照他所赐的命令彼此相爱。
To love one another as he had commanded us.
那如果这样，神就会喜悦我们。
And if we can do this, then God will be pleased with us.
那神喜悦我们的证明就是我们的祷告神会垂听。
And the proof of God being pleased with us is that God will listen to our prayers.
那为什么说彼此相爱会蒙神喜悦？
And why does loving one another win God's favor?
因为这个彼此相爱就是表示我们有神的性情。
Because to love one another is to have godly qualities.
因为我们人跟人相交，有时候个性一样就很容易交往。
Because sometimes when two people relate to one another, if they are similar enough, then they can get along.
但我们跟神要亲近，要得到他喜欢，要跟神的性情一样。
And therefore, for us to draw closer to God, we must be more like Him.
我们现在看第七节。
Let's look at verse 7.
第四章，约翰一书第四章。
First John chapter 4, verse 7.
亲爱的弟兄，我们应该彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心都是从神生的，并且认识神。
Verse 7. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God.
那第八节。
Verse 8.
没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
Verse 8, whoever does not have love does not know God, because God is love.
有时候我们很难了解，说没有爱心的就不认识神。
Many times it's difficult for us to understand, to not have love is to not know God.
我们信主几十年了，我真的不认识神吗？
Is it true that I've believed in God for so many years, but I still don't know Him?
有时候我们从宗教教育，从小接受宗教教育长大，我们不认识神吗？
And some of us has received RE education since we were young. Do we not know God?
如果我们查考再深一点，
If we study a little deeper,
我们看那个创世纪的第四章。
Let's look at chapter 4 of Genesis.
第一节。
Verse 1.
创世纪第四章的第一节。
Genesis chapter 4, verse 1. Adam lay with his wife Eve, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Cain.
如果我们看这个英文圣经中文说跟他的妻子夏娃同房，那这个英文圣经就是认识的意思 ，knew, know。
In the English Bible, it says that Adam knew his wife Eve。
所以这个夫妻亲密的关系在创世纪讲亚当跟他夏娃用这个认识这个字来用。
So biblically, to describe the close relationship that Adam had with Eve, they used the word know, to know.
那这个认识其实已经不是说知识上知道。
And this kind of know does not only imply knowledge-wise.
这个地方的这个认识是指两个成为一体。
And here, to know means that two has become one.
是非常的亲密。
And it's very intimate.
好，所以我们就回到这个约翰一书第四章来看。
So let's return to 1 John chapter 4.
说没有爱心的就不认识神。
Whoever does not love does not know God.
不是说他不知道神。
Not that we don't know about God.
而是他没有像夫妻这种亲密的关系。
But instead, we don't have an intimate relationship with God.
可能头脑里面有很多的知识。
We may fill our brain with a lot of knowledge.
但是我们跟神没有夫妻那种属灵的夫妻那个亲密的关系。
We don't have the kind of intimacy that we should as a spiritual husband and wife.
因为我们如果没有爱心，神有爱，这个两个不交往，不同性，不交往。
Because if we do not have love and God does have love, then we are not of similar qualities.
就好像前面里面讲，神就是光， 我们要跟神交往，要在光明中。
Like before stated in the Bible, God is light, and in order for us to know God, we must walk in the light.
那如果我们的行为黑暗，我们跟神就没有交往。
And if our deeds are dark, then we have no relationship with God.
也就是说，没有亲密。虽然你知道他，但是跟神不会亲密。
So even if you may know of God, you are not intimate with God.
所以这样我们就了解为什么遵行神旨意的人啊。他祷告容易蒙神垂听。
In this way, we see why someone who pleases God can receive God's listening.
因为这样的人是跟神很亲密的人。
Because whoever pleases God is very intimate with God.
我们再看啊，约翰一书四章的十二节。
Let's look at 1 John chapter 4, verse 12.
从来没有人见过神，我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，爱他的心在我们里面也完全了。
Verse 12, no one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his work, and his love is made complete in us.
所以这个地方讲更清楚，我们如果彼此相爱，这个就是人跟人之间了，彼此相爱就是距离拉短嘛，那神就住在我们里面。
Here, the Bible says it even more clear. If we love one another, and that's between men, then God will live in us.
神住在我们里面，就是神跟我们同在。
And if God lives with us, then He is with us.
就是我们跟神的关系很亲近。
And that means we are intimate with God.
所以这一节圣经就告诉我们哦，人跟人的关系跟人跟神的关系是分不开的。
And so this passage tells us that our relationship with mankind and also our relationship with God are inseparable.
没有一个人可以说我跟神很好，但是我跟人都合不来。
So no one can say that I'm close to God, but I cannot get along with my fellow human beings.
为什么？
And why?
因为当我们跟人合不来，可能就是指着我们没有办法包容或赦免别人。
Because if we cannot get along with others, then perhaps it means that we cannot accept or tolerate others.
那我们如果没有包容，没有赦免，没有爱，
and if we have no tolerance, no forgiveness, and no love,
神就不会住在我们里面了。
God will not live within us.
因为神住在我们里面是一个条件，要彼此相爱。
Because it says we must love one another for God to live within us.
所以，我们在想，我要讨神喜欢，怎么做呢？
So how can we please God?
当然我们花时间跟神亲近神，这是需要的。
Of course, we must spend time in getting closer to others.
但是很重要就是我们跟周围的人怎么来应对，这个很重要。
But another important factor is how we interact with people around us.
因为我们如果爱我们周围的人，神就住在我们里面。
Because if we love those around us, God will live within us.
因为神喜欢我们。
And God will be pleased with us.
所以我们跟神的关系是很抽象无形的。
So our relationship with God is very hard to understand.
但是实际上的表现却是很实在，是有形的。
But the manifestation of such love is very clear.
所以说为什么说教会的弟兄姊妹，如果大家跟神都很亲近，都有神住在他里面，那教会弟兄姊妹一定会非常的亲密。
And that is why if all the members of a church are close to God, then they will also be very close to one another.
这个两个分不开。
These two are inseparable.
如果一个教会弟兄姊妹都不会亲了，这个就表示他跟神不是很亲。
And if the brothers,
神没有住在我们里面。
And if the brothers and sisters within a church cannot be close to one another, that means that God does not live within them.
因为没有相爱，神就不住在我们里面，神就是爱啊。
Because without having love for each other, God does not live within them because God is love.
那神住在我们里面的一个特性就是有爱，就是彼此会非常的亲热亲密。
And one of the characteristics of having God dwell within us is that we will love one another and be close to one another.
那我们要怎么真的来让我们彼此相爱？
So how can we love one another?
我想要当然这个有很多，我们讲几点呢，大家互相学习。
Of course, there are many points, but we will just talk about a few.
第一个就是爱是接纳。
First of all, love is acceptance.
我们先来看加拉太书。
Let's turn to the book of...
加拉太书。
Galatians.
加拉太书的第三章。
Galatians chapter 3.
第三章二十七节二十八节。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 27 and 28. 27. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
这个二十八节说不分犹太人、希腊人、自主为奴、或男或女，在基督里我们都合为一。好，这个不分呢，这个是在主耶稣的特色。
In verse 28, we see that there's no difference between Jew or Greek, slave nor free, male or female. To God, we are all the same.
但是会分，这个是社会的特色。
And to separate these two is a characteristic of our society.
所以这个社会啊，很明显，有时候种族会分得很清楚。
So within our society, we can see clear separations between race.
那接下去就是这个希腊人哈，当然希腊人是一个文化很高的。
And we see Greek are people who are clearly civilized.
但是他是外邦人。
But they are Gentiles.
好，那犹太人呢？他是神的选民。
And Jews are chosen by God.
但现在在基督里面，这个已经不分了他们的不同了，能够互相接纳。
But now within Christ, there is no separation, and they must accept one another.
那不分是自主的为奴的，就是不分社会的阶级。
And there's no separation between slave nor free, which symbolizes lack of separation between classes.
有的社会阶级比较高，有的比较普通。
Some people may be of a higher class and others more ordinary.
不分了。
And there's no separation.
不分是什么？
And what is that?
就是来到教会啊，社会那个头衔不重要。
That means here at church, whatever title we may have in society is not important.
因为那个头衔是要分啊。
Because our title separates us.
来到教会就不分，不分那个头衔就不重要了。
But when we're here at church, there's no separation, and the title's not.
尽量不要把社会的头衔拿到教会来用。
Try as much as possible to not bring our titles in society into church.
因为在主里面我是不分，都是弟兄姐妹。
Because within the Lord, we are all brothers and sisters with no separation.
虽然教会有长子传道，这不是要分阶级。
Even though we have pastors and elders within church, that is not to separate a hierarchy.
这个圣经讲得很清楚，这是做仆人的啊，这是为众信徒设立的，这个是讲得很清楚的。
And the structure of service is stated by the Bible to be one that's serving the Lord.
我们把社会的头衔带进来，就是在分了。
But if we bring societal titles into church, then we're creating distinctions.
所以在爱里面，我们在家里哪里就在用头衔了。
So because we do not use titles at home.
我们弟兄姊妹哪里有在用头衔
？So why do we need to use titles between brothers and sisters?
那个是不分的，家庭是不分的。
Within a family, there's no distinction.
教会就是家，讲神的爱。
And church is the house of God's love.
要彼此接纳。
We must accept one another.
那个种族也是一样。
Same with race.
再接下去，男女或者性别。
And next, we see gender, male or female.
所以我们刚刚唱这个赞美是三十二首。
We sang hymn 32 just now.
主耶稣接纳罪人。
Lord Jesus receives the sinners.
其实我们没有条件被他接纳。
And we do not deserve to be accepted by the Lord.
我们是不可爱的。
We do not deserve His love.
那为什么主耶稣接纳我？
But why does God receive us?
只有一个，就是因为他爱我。
Because God loves us.
所以我们来到教会啊，弟兄姊妹啊，不管对方有什么软弱缺点，如果我们真的有主的爱，就要像主接纳我们一样，要接纳他。
So when we come to church, regardless of what flaws others may have, we must, like God, love and accept each other.
其实每个人个性都不太一样。
Because everyone has a different personality.
每个人的想法也不太一样。
Everyone has different ideas and
thoughts. 生活方式也不太一样。
And different lifestyles.
经济情况也不太一样。
Different economic situations.
教育也不太一样。
And different levels of education.
但是可贵的就是在教会里面大家不分。
But what is precious is that within church, there's no distinction.
不管你是谁，来到教会都是合一。
Regardless of who you are, when you're here, you belong to God.
所以在教会里面，我如果我们要分小团体，这个不是基督的爱。
So if we wanted to create cliques within church, that is not according to God's teaching.
或者一个小圈圈，别人打不进来，这个不是基督的爱。
Create a clique where no one can enter, that is not God's love.
基督的爱是不分的。
Because Christ's love does not separate.
接纳每个人，这样啊，神就会喜悦我。
And we must accept everyone, and that is how God can be pleased with us.
所以要成为一个家庭，成为一个身体，要彼此互相接纳。
So for us to become a family and become a body, we must accept one another.
那有时候我们要去帮助一个比较软弱的信徒改变，第一个要接纳他。
So for us to help a believer who may be weaker to change or to improve, we must first accept them.
要接纳他，我们才能够改变他。
To accept him or her, then we can change him or her.
你看那个浪子回头。
Let's look at the prodigal son.
父亲有讲一句责备的话吗？
Did his father say one word of reprimand?
No. 父亲看到他很高兴。
The father was glad to see him.
因为他已经等待很久，他可能已经祷告很久了。
Because he has awaited and prayed for a very long time.
虽然这个小孩子把他所有钱都弄光了。
Even though the son has squandered all of his money.
可能身上还有猪的臭味。
And he even smells like swine.
对父亲来讲，因为他爱，所以他能够接纳。
But to the father, because he has love, he can accept.
所以有一些比较软弱的信徒啦，或者青年，你会看他头发样式七彩的，穿的衣服很怪异的，第一个要接纳他。
So we may see some weaker believers and brothers or sisters, perhaps teenagers with very strangely colored hair. But first of all, we must accept them.
好像主耶稣到税吏的家庭，接纳他们。
Just like Lord Jesus entering a tax collector's home.
我们没有办法接纳他，我们就没有办法。
If we cannot accept someone, then we cannot help them improve.
所以我们如果看到一些信徒，我们说话或者说各方的举动，都还不是到圣经的水准，第一个要接纳他。So
if we see a believer who does not act or speak according to the Bible standards, we must first learn to accept them.
像基督接纳我们。Just
like Christ accepted us.
原来我们的一生也经历过很多的软弱。Because
we ourselves have faced many moments of weakness in our life.
是基督接纳我们，我们今天才能够继续在教会里面。And
because Christ has received us, we can continue to be in church.
所以这个要彼此相爱，第一个就是要接纳。So
to be able to love one another, first of all, we must accept one another.
那第二个。
Number two,
我们怎么知道我们有没有彼此相爱?
How do we know whether we have loved each other?
我们看腓立比书。
Let's look at Philippians.
腓立比书的第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
第八章。
Verse
8. 第一章第八章。
Chapter 1 verse 8.
我体会基督耶稣的心肠，切切想念你们众人，这是神可以给我做见证的。第九节。
Verse 9.
我所祷告的，就是你们要在爱心跟知识上、见识上多而又多。腓立比教会是保罗宣道在欧洲建立的第一间教会。The
Philippian church was the first Europe, European church founded by Paul.
但是他在写腓立比书的时候，保罗已经到宣道的末期。But
when he wrote the book of Philippians, Paul was already nearing the end of his career.
所以从他建立这个教会，一直到他写腓立比书这期间呢，经过一段很长的时间。So
from the founding of the Philippian church to the point when he wrote this letter, there's been a long time.
而且这个空间也距离得很远。And
the distance is also very far.
但是说我切切想念你们众人。But
he still says, I think of you very affectionately.
为什么？因为耶稣基督的心肠。
And why is that? It's because of the affection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们教会的弟兄姊妹，有没有爱？你就看到弟兄姊妹，你会不会觉得很高兴？
So to see whether we love one another, we can see whether we're joyful to see one another.
如果我们来到教会，看到弟兄姊妹，好像这个购物中心看到人，什么感觉都没有。
If we come to church and we see brothers and sisters, but we feel like we're just looking at the crowds at a mall,
这个就是基督的心没有在我们里面。
And there's a lack of the heart of Christ.
如果基督的心在我们里面，
But if God's heart is within us,
我没有到教会会很难过。
And we will feel sad about not coming to church.
因为我们都是神所爱的。
Because we have all been loved by God.
神的爱在我们里面，我们就很想去见到弟兄姊妹，见了就很高兴。
And if God's love is within us, then we will want to come to church to see everyone else.
所以我们来到教会，看到弟兄都没有感觉，也不想要打招呼，什么都没有，听道理完就走了。这个就是我们缺乏基督的心。
So if we come to church and we have no feeling or longing to see other brothers and sisters, and all we do is listen to the sermon and leave, then we are lacking God's love.
所以我们彼此相爱，我们祷告神就给我们成全。
But if we can love one another, God will answer our prayers.
就是我们弟兄姊妹彼此要有基督的爱。
So all the brothers and sisters must have Christ's love.
第一个就是我们看到会有感觉。
First, when we see one another, we will have a feeling.
我没有看到很想见弟兄姐妹。
And when we don't see each other, we will have a longing.
而且进一步的。
Furthermore,
保罗说，我为你们祷告。
Paul says, I pray for you.
让你们灵性能够越来越进步。
So that your spirituality may grow.
这个就是爱的表现。
And this is a representation of love.
就是我们常常觉得我自己的问题都祷告不完，我还去为你祷告吗？
Sometimes we might think, I have enough problems to pray about. I can't pray for you.
为什么我们常常为自己的问题祷告？
And why do we always pray for our own problems?
因为我爱我自己。
Because we love ourselves.
为什么我们常常为家人祷告？
Why do we pray for our families?
因为我爱我的家人。
Because we love our family.
因为我没，为什么没有办法为别人祷告？
But why don't we pray for others?
因为我没有。 爱他。
Because we lack love for others.
如果我们爱他，我们的祷告会往外扩散。
So if we have love for others, then our prayers will spread and spread.
真的很奇妙，我们有好多的见证都在提到，当我们为别人的需要祷告的时候，我们自己的需要，你不要祈求神都给你。
And it is very amazing. There are a lot of testimonies where, once we start praying for the needs of other people, God will fulfill our needs without us asking.
有一个老姐妹，她祷告求圣灵求很久。
An elderly sister has prayed for the Holy Spirit for a very long time.
都没有得到。
And has not received it.
她有一次来聚会。
And once she came to service.
一个年轻的姐妹跟她讲说，我下礼拜不来了。
And a young sister said to her, I'm not coming next week.
她现在对教会有很多的不满。
And she had a lot of dissatisfaction with the church.
结果那个老姐妹啊，就很着急啊，因为这个年轻的就出信了。
And the elderly sister was very anxious.
但迫切为她祷告。
So she prayed for her very earnestly.
因为出信了，如果没有来教会，一下就没有魔鬼吃掉了。
Because the young sister was a new, truth seeker, and if she has left church, she will quickly be
consumed. 迫切祷告的时候，她得圣灵。
But while she was praying for her, she received the Holy Spirit.
这真的很奇妙。
And it's very amazing.
我们如果彼此相爱，
if we love one another,
我们心里所要的，神就给我们成全。
What we want in our heart, God will give us.
真的是这样的。
And it's true.
还有一个弟兄，那个时候大概是四十几、五十岁。
And another brother who's about 50 years old.
他也是求圣灵求很久，求不到。
He also prayed for the Holy Spirit for a very long time.
他去看一个姐妹啊，癌症末期。
And once, a sister was nearing the, terminal stages of her cancer.
他真的很同情她。
And he saw her and he, was compassionate.
觉得那个姐妹受苦很多。
And he saw that she suffered a lot.
他很迫切为她祷告。
So he prayed for her earnestly.
结果他得圣灵了。
But he received the Holy Spirit.
他为自己求圣灵求这么久得不到，但是为那个姐妹祷告得圣灵。
He has prayed for himself for so long and has not received the Holy Spirit, but once he prays for the sister, he received it.
真的，当我们彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面。
And it's true, when we love one another, God lives within us.
我们的祷告就会发生功效。
Our love, our prayers will have effect.
所以有时候我们祷告没有发生功效，不是说我们有没有专心，不是说我们有没有迫切，不只是这样而已。
So sometimes whether our prayers are answered or not has nothing to do with whether we are just concentrating.
也不是说我们有没有信心。
Or whether, it's not completely to do with our faith.
有时候这个都有。
Sometimes we have both.
但少一样。
But we lack one thing.
我们缺乏爱。
We lack love.
神就是爱。
And God is love.
我们没有爱弟兄姐妹。
We have not loved.
神没有住在我们里面。
God does not live with us.
因为祷告不容易发生功效。
So our prayers are not effective.
所以要行神所喜悦的，就是要真的爱人，为他祷告。
So to truly please God, we must love one another and pray for one another.
我们再看《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter 2.
使徒行传的第二章。
Acts, chapter 2.Verse 44. All the believers were together and had everything in common.
这里说凡物共用。
And here it says they had everything in common.
这个是一种爱的彼此相爱的表现。
And that is a display of love.
其实我们现在物质上啊都没有缺乏。
And now we do not lack anything material wise.
所以这个凡物共用啊，在我们现在这个时代好像是不需要。
So to have everything in common does not seem necessary in our generation.
但是这个精神还是存在。
But the spirit must live on.
也是在肯亚，不在加拿。
So once in Ghana.
一个工人呢就联总派系的工人就请那个一个非洲的工人去吃烤鸡啊。
A worker sent from GE, GA was, has invited a local brother to eat chicken.
Fried chicken. 那一个烤鸡大概就是两片。
And there's two pieces of this roasted chicken.
那对他们来讲啊，这个太稀奇了。
And to the Africans, this was very rare.
不到几分钟。那个贵州工人不但鸡肉吃掉，连骨头都吞下去。
And within minutes, the African worker has consumed not only the chicken but also the bones.
哎，那个工人问他说：“哎，那还有一块呢？”
So, the African worker asked.
我们这个连总的工人问他说：“那还有一块呢？”
Also, the a brother sent from GA asked the worker, "What happened to the other piece of chicken?"
他说：“还有一块包起来。”
And he said, "I saved the other piece."
因为我一个同工在教会他没有来，我带回去给他吃。
He said, "Because there's another holy worker who has not come and is at church. I will bring it back for him."
这个是一个小故事，但是这确实是相当感动的。
This is a small anecdote, but it's very moving.
如果烤鸡对他们来讲这么好吃，连骨头都吃下去，他很可能是两块都吃完，回去再告诉他同工，哇，烤鸡真好吃。
If to them this roast chicken is so delicious and precious that he ate even the bones, then he could have easily ate both pieces and went back to tell his brother, oh, no, roast chicken is wonderful.
所以这种很小的动作，我们就知道说，啊，这个人真的有爱。
But from this small gesture, we can see that this person truly has love.
所以有时候不是那个东西本身啊，是那个东西里面所表达的一种心会感动人。
So sometimes it's not about the material, but rather it's about the meaning of the gesture.
所以这个彼此相爱，以现在来讲哦，当然我们物质上都没有缺乏，但是这个也在告诉我们呢、啊，我们最宝贵的，有时候跟人分享就是一种爱。
So even though we do not lack anything in possession, we can still see that sometimes to share is to love.
那我们最宝贵的是什么？
And what is most precious to us?
有一件事情。
There's one thing.
时间。
Time.
我们现在、啊、大家都很忙。
Because now everybody is so busy.
所以我们常常要拿时间都拿不出来。
So it's hard for us to take some time out of our day.
但是、啊、有一些人真的需要我们花时间跟他们在一起。
But some people really need us to spend time with them.
真的要坐下来听听他们有什么需要。
To sit down and listen to what they need.
他们在灵性上、啊、要需要我们怎么帮助。
And on the, we can listen to them about how we can help their spirituality.
那我们要给他时间。
And we must give this person time.
这个就是爱。
And that is love.
所以现在呢，要叫我们给人十块、二十块、五十块，其实都不困难。
So it's not difficult to tell us to give someone $10, $20, or $50.
但是，请你听我讲一个钟头，帮我一起祷告，这个不简单。
But it's difficult to ask someone to talk with you for an hour or to pray with you for an hour.
所以把我们最宝贵的跟别人分享。
So we must share what's most precious to us with someone else.
这个就是基督的爱在我们里面。
And that is the love of Christ within us.
我们就可以得到神的喜欢。
And we can please God.
所以这里我们刚刚读到说，我们因为我们遵循他的旨意，就会得到神的喜欢。
Like we read earlier, if we can obey God's commands, then we can please Him.
那神的旨意是什么？
And what is God's command?
有时候我们来看马太福音二十二章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 22.
马太福音二十二章。
Matthew chapter 22.
三十六节。
Verse 36. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?
三十七。
Verse 37. Jesus replied, Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind.
三十八节。
Verse 38, this is the first and greatest commandment. 39, and the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself.
所以有人问主耶稣啊，诫命哪一条是最大的？
So someone asked Lord Jesus, teacher, which is the greatest commandment?
因为圣经说我们如果照神的诫命去做，那神就会喜欢啊。
Because the Bible has said, if we follow God's commandments, then he will be glad.
那神的诫命是什么？
And what is the commandment of God?
回到最后两条。
And there's two of the greatest.
那三十九节我们刚刚已经提到，就爱人如己。
And we talked about verse 39 already, which is to love your neighbor as yourself.
那三十七节就是尽心尽性尽力尽力爱主你的神。
And verse 7 says we must love God with everything we have.
尽心每一样都是尽，百分之百。
And it says with all of your heart and all your soul and everything is 100%.
那这样我们就会从神得到神的喜欢。
In this way, we can please God.
当亚伯拉罕爱神，他把他独生儿子都献给神。
And Abraham loved God to the point that he was willing to sacrifice his only son. What did he experience?
第一个，他没有失去他的独生儿子。
First of all, he did not lose his only son.
第二个，神为他预备一个羔羊。
Second of all, God prepared a lamb for him.
第三个，神出生祝福他。
And third, God blessed him.
他的福气要像天上的星，海边的沙这么多。
And his blessing will exceed the stars in the sky and the sand on the beach.
他的子孙要得到仇敌的门。
And his descendants will receive victory over all
his
opponents. And why is
that? 因为他已经爱到没有保留。
Because he has loved God until he has nothing left.
这是神喜欢。
And that is God.
他没有保留，并不等于他会失去一切。
Just because he did not keep parts of it for himself does not mean he will lose it all.
因为今天我们对神的爱是有。
So we may love God partially.
但是我们要努力。
But we have not strived.
求神让我们到最后没有保留。
To love God until we have nothing left.
神啊，你要什么我都给你。
God, whatever you want, let me give it to you.
你不一定会失去，但是如果我们的心态到那个程度，我们就得到神的完全的喜欢。
You may not lose whatever you want to give up to the Lord, but God will see your heart and be pleased.
到摩利亚山顶就体会到神必预备。
And on the mountaintop of Mount Moriah, we see that God will prepare.
神预备好多的恩典。
God has prepared so much blessing.
因为亚伯拉完全爱神。
Because Abraham loved God completely. And God was pleased.
所以这是我们努力的目标。
So this is a target and goal for us.
爱神爱人上不断的进步。
So that we may continue improving and loving God and loving others.
那怎么进步？
So how do we make improvements?
圣经给我们讲得很清楚。
And the Bible tells us
clearly. 圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里面。
The Holy Spirit pours God's love into our hearts.
我们自己的爱自己也知道很少。
So we know that we are lacking in love.
祷告，圣灵一充满，爱心一直在增加。
But when we pray and the Holy Spirit fills us, our love is increased.
所以爱心增加是绝对可能的。
So it's definitely possible for our love to grow.
因为主耶稣赐给我们圣灵。
Because Lord Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit.
要将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
To pour God's love into our heart.
过一个神喜悦的生活。
So we can live a life that's pleasing to the Lord.
我们唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
是白首。
Hymn number 400. If our church is to grow, prayer is very important.
教会要吸引人，最重要的是要有神的同在。
And for our church to attract people, God's presence is the most important.
神是什么？
What is God?
神就是爱。
God is love.
啊，神就是灵。
And God is spirit.
神就是道。
God is truth.
这个就是教会吸引人的地方。
And that is why a church can attract people.
那神的爱借着圣灵会浇灌在我们当中。
And God's love can be poured down on us through the Holy Spirit.
所以要改变一个教会最根本的方法，要提倡祷告。
So to change a church, we must fundamentally pray.
祷告到大家被神的爱充满。
Pray until everyone is filled with the love of God.
你就发现我们就是一个家庭。
So we will become like a family.
我们是很亲密的。
And we are very close.
因为基督的爱在我们里面。
Because Christ's love is within us.
这个最根本如果没有做，其他都很难。
And if we do not do this very basic thing, everything else will be difficult.
所以我们教会要提倡祷告。
So our church must focus on praying.
我们最后15分钟来祷告。
So we will spend the last 15 minutes in prayer.
为着教会的圣工来祈祷。
Let's pray for the church's holy work.
为着慕道朋友祷告。
For all of our truth seeker friends.
为灵波来祈祷。
And also pray for the upcoming spiritual convocation.
一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.